our Bible Fellowship Church Let's Talk Ministry. If you have your Bible, we're going to be looking at Psalm 103. I realize that 2023 is coming to an end, and so it might be, you know, fun for you just to pause and say, Jesus, thank you for, as you look back over 2023, where he has stepped in and rescued you, encouraged you, comforted you, guided you, supplied for you, answered prayer. It's just a neat time of the year just to be pausing and reflecting about what Jesus has meant to you over the 2023 year. As you probably are aware, as you think through Psalm 103, you get a chance to see where David is going to say thank you, and encourage those of us to not forget all the benefits. Sometimes the glass is half empty. Sometimes the glass is half full. Sometimes we're running really, really fast, and we don't get much break, and so we can get overwhelmed or burdened. And so, as you think back through Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. So verse 3, who forgives all our iniquities. So as David reminds us today, we have forgiveness because we belong to Jesus, who heals all your diseases. Now that doesn't mean that you and I will not have any sickness, but we do know that our Father is the one that can heal. And some of you have found healing. Might have been as simple as a flu thing. It might have been as big as a cancer thing, a heart thing, where things just went in a different way. Or some of you are still struggling with that. And so God has not allowed that to be removed from you. Who redeems your life from the pit. So as you sit here or as you listen, as you walk, knowing today that you are no longer sentenced to hell. You have been redeemed. You have been rescued. And so what a cool opportunity just to pause and say thank you to your Heavenly Father for that. Who crowns your life with steadfast love and mercy. Who crowns your life with steadfast love and mercy. Thinking that Jesus is, and us being part of that and being part of him, we have his steadfast love. That is wonderful. But what's even more amazing, we have his mercy. He's offering us something that we don't deserve, mercy. Who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. So there's things that he's allowed you to have or be a part of just to be an encouragement to you, just to remind you that you serve a good God, a good Father. And he let those things happen on purpose to be an encouragement to you, to allow your heart to be excited about your relationship, to bring joy to your life, to those good things that he's brought your way. And then if you go down to verse 12, as far as east is from the west, he does remove our transgressions from us. So how far is east from west? My mind does not comprehend that. And then verse 13, as a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. So as we finish 2023, maybe be reminded in 2024, if we get the opportunity to start that, I realize we're still a couple days away, but just to be walking in and say, you know what? I want to walk in awe of who my Father is, in reverence of who my Father is. If we're living that way, guess what? Compassion is part of his life towards us, that we're walking in reverence. And so you finish in 2023, I'm pretty sure most of us will not be up to watch the ball drop for 2024, but that doesn't mean we can't start now saying thank you to our Father, being reminded of the benefits that we are his son or his daughter, and then enjoying those benefits, not taking them for granted, but then also taking our one more step saying, you know what? I want to walk in awe of you. I want to be in a relationship where you are respected and you are honored and you are cherished. So Jesus, we thank you for the opportunity to celebrate you and what you've done in our lives through 2023. It's been amazing to watch and amazing to process and amazing to see you in it. And so as we pray and plan for 2024, May we continue to walk in reverence to you. May we continue to allow our hearts to be in awe of you. And may you continue to cultivate hearts of thankfulness. For your glory, Jesus, in your name I pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great day.